technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There's two types of authority. There's delegated authority. Let's say if you were part of a police force or part of a school board or whatever job, and you were given promotions. So you got to high-ranking official of sorts. That's delegated. Amen. When they delegate that to you, somebody could take that from you. Amen. Huh? Sometimes just make the wrong moves, and you know somebody that's after that job will try to undermine you. But see, there's also inherited authority. Amen. When you got born again, come on, somebody. When you got saved, you inherited something. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. You didn't look so good, so God gave it to you. You inherited it. There's a kingdom right that you inherited. It became who you are. Hello? Even when your life is whack, things ain't going right. You ain't getting things right. You still stumbling, tripping over your own shoelaces. But yet you've inherited something. See, you are not a result of your experiences. You are a product of what God said. And we have inherited something. You know, an heir don't have to earn anything. All he got to do is hang around till the right time when it says at 25, it's yours. Tell somebody you've inherited something. Come on, tell them it's royalty. We are of a kingly lineage. Now see, right there, I can see people have problems with that because you base who you are on your experiences. That's why, again, there's fears, questions, you know, uncertainties. How could he say that? Because the word says it. And see, you need to start allowing the word to take precedence over your foolish thoughts, over your carnal thoughts. Over your fleshly thoughts, over that false humility, amen. Those false accusations. Yes. Some people live under false guilt. Amen. Ain't guilty, but just walk around guilty. Amen. Walk around afraid, walk around shamed. Amen. And ain't did nothing. Amen. Make you feel like you did something. Think like you're not this or that. Feel like God is angry with you all the time. Following you to mess you up, to hurt you, to harm you. The devil is a liar. Come on. You need to just get your keys out on him. And go to jingling your keys. You're in trouble now. Because I done got the keys. And I'm finna unlock some doors. You might have locked the door on me in my childhood. But in Christ, I'm a new creature. Old things are passing away. All things have become new. And all things are of God. I'm taking my key out and I'm unlocking that door. I'm not living in the past nor being bound by the past. I'm not looking to the past. My future is too bright, too occupied with the present. Be looking back. Hello? Tell somebody that's who you are. You're born to be a king. When you understand that you access resources that cause you to begin to dominate, you don't have to look for a break all the time. You don't have to look for somebody. No, just stay before God. Renew your mind. Talk like you are a king. Amen. Believe it in your heart. And I guarantee you, everything around you, you're going to have to respect that. Everything around you, everything that comes into your life, into your periphery, into your atmosphere, going to have to bow its knee. Why? Because, see, that's what God says about you. That's the right key. So heaven responds and God's government starts to come in there. And everything that ain't of God's government has to leave. You don't always need somebody to lay hands on you to get healed. You can lay hands on yourself. You don't have to have somebody give you some all the time. Believe for prosperity. Believe for increase. Talk it, walk it, testify it, confess it, believe it, expect it. Watch how God works. That stuff will start coming at you. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm born to be a king. I'm through scratching around with the chickens. I've been born to fly with the eagles. Tell somebody, I'm flying with the eagles. Now they're scratching around looking for insects. Tell somebody, rise and shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen on you. It's your turn now. It's your time now. I said, it's your turn. It's your time to shine. Hallelujah. Come on, how many kings we got up in here? Rulers. Government officials. Daniels. We are born to be a king. You need to start thinking royal. Walking royal. Talking royal. Acting royal. Treating people royal. Amen. Remember what we said earlier. Don't wait to do this before the battle is over. We'll have real victory then. See, God will always confront you in the desert. On the way to your Canaan. When you get to Canaan, it's a different ball game. In the desert is where God will deal with you. Teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. Remember when the devil confronted Jesus? Jesus said, it is written. Come on, he said, it is written. Devil came back again, but the third time he said, I say. Are you hearing? He took ownership. You know what? We all know it is written. But you got to take ownership. I know what the Bible says, but you got to start proclaiming that. The word say, yeah, we know what it says, but do you believe that? Have you taken ownership of it? Do you decree that? Do you proclaim that? Is that what's coming out of your mouth? Are you experiencing being a king? He took David out of the sheep coat, tending a few little sheep, but he was anointed a king. Guess what? When he was anointed, he went back to tending sheep. But he was an anointed king tending sheep. Come on, tell somebody, your time is coming. Because see, he just went back just humble, just tending the sheep. But see, when you're tending the sheep, God's got some experiences for you. He got to show you something that he's not showing everybody else. He got to show you something about you, what's on you. See, some of us don't know what's on us. Think of somebody telling them there's something on you. Brother Luke, there's something on you. Come on, there's something on you, and that something is of God. But see, like so many, they complain about going back to the sheeple. I want to go to the army. I want to go see. No, David just went humble with his little guitar, whatever it was he played, and tended the sheep. But see, God had something for him. Amen. Remember, 100% has to do with attitude. How much stuff do we miss because our attitude ain't right? He went on and just tended the sheep, but a bear came along. You know the story, a bear. And God showed David in private what was on him. David just didn't take the initiative to fight no bear. The anointing came upon him. Something came upon him that shifted his mindset. David was a little shepherd boy, but something got up on him and said, no, this bear ain't taking none of my sheep. He slew the bear, then a lion. But now David's, kind of thinking, okay, there. He just wait around the lion come and the lion get a lamb in his mouth and then the anointing come again. He said, oh, okay, I see now. See, while he was there humbly just tending the sheep, not trying to be all that. He wasn't passing out his business cards and going trying to get in places. He just But see, tell somebody, your time will come. You rest assured, God has anointed you. He's anointed you for a purpose and a time. And when his time came, see, that's the thing about God. God is precise. God is accurate. God don't make mistakes. God don't waste time. When his time came, his father just had see, just his father thought, I want you to go see how your brother's doing. Now don't stay, just go and see how they fare and then come back and tell me. Yes, daddy. He got the figs, you know, the cakes, the grapes, the wine, got on a little donkey and rode on off. You know the story. Just as he arrived, there was the uncircumcised Philistine whom God had anointed him for. See, he was about to shift. Everything about Israel was about to shift. Why? Because David was born a king. That kingly anointing was on him. And the first one he met was his brother. What you doing here? Well, I know your little mischievous heart. Who's tending those little few sheep back there while you over here? David said, is there not a cause? Tell somebody there's a cause. I'm here for a reason. I'm not here by mistake. I have a mandate. I have a God to obey. I have something I have to do that only I can do. It's my assignment. David heard the uncircumcised Philistine, and that same anointing. Come on, I said that same anointing. He felt stir him when that lion came, when that bear came. Huh? Where there was no fear. There was an abandonment, that same anointing that God showed him what was on him when he anointed him. Tell somebody, I'm anointed. I'm born to be a king. I'll tell you right now, I prophesy to some of y'all, God gonna put you in situations where that thing, that let me call it, that thing is gonna rise up in you to do exploits, to do things that aren't natural. Amen. To do things that seem impossible. I said that God gonna give you an ability to enter that realm called impossible and do what's possible. Make it possible. I mean, only God can do that. Only the anointing of God, only the Spirit of God can go in there and make all things possible. Come on, shout, I'm born to be a king.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 8 of our series entitled Dominion, Born to be a King. The Bible declares that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. The apostolic vehicle that God is using to bring us into new dimensions is language. Saints must proclaim their desires and proclaim they are kings. It is imperative that the body of Christ articulate who they truly are. Things in the atmosphere must recognize your voice. Saints have to understand and use the accurate terminology of kingdom language. Declare, my friend, I am a born-again, blood-washed child of God, destined this life for kingship. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.